It is time to get on with our tour in the Bois l'Évêque. Take the path situated in front of the Estaminet. The Bois l'Évêque owes its name to the Bishop of Cambrai. In 983, the estate was given to Bishop Rotard by the Emperor of Germany, Otton III. In 1046, the bishop gave the land of Ors to the Saint-André-du-Cateau Abbey, but kept the forest for himself, hence the name Bois l'Évêque. To defend the Cambrésis, the Bishop of Cambrai, Nicolas de Fontaine, had a fortress erected on the southwestern side of the village of Ors, called La Malmaison, in 1255. The famous fortress defended the Cambrésis on the Hainaut side. It was destroyed in 1429. After the Revolution, the Bois l'Évêque, which had become smaller in size, became a state forest. In 1899, Henri Buzyn wrote in his Monographie communale d'Ors, "The forest is composed of oak trees, maple trees, beech trees, wild cherry trees, ash trees, a few elm trees, and rowanberry trees. In the coppice you can find hornbeams, hazel trees, aspen trees, maple trees, and alder trees." In 1918, the Bois l'Évêque was only a huge and empty expanse of land, strewn with a few bits of wood planted here and there, because as soon as they had arrived, the Germans had understood how valuable the wood was for them. It is said that the wood was already laid waste on December 15, 1914, and that on December the 19th, all the men at Le Pomereuil were summoned to cut off the bottoms of the trees left in the wood. At the end of that year, 100-year-old oak trees were still being cut down and taken away. On some days, the inhabitants were even allowed to salvage some of the wood left behind. It was forbidden the rest of the time. And the local councillors kept some for the poor. A circus even had to give up their Asian elephant to the Germans so that it could help with the plundering of the wood. The trees were then taken to the station and loaded on trains. That work of destruction was carried out throughout the war. Huts were built to house some 30 civilian prisoners, watched by three guards. They had to tie up long bundles of sticks for the trenches. The devastated wood was even used by the enemy as a shooting range and maybe as a munitions dump. It was only in 1940 that a V2 workshop was built there. A Decauville railway network was created to link up together several small munitions dumps. A railway junction linked the Ors station to a loading platform near the edge of the wood following the old path to Le Cateau. The camp was liberated at the beginning of 1944 and the Americans used it for prisoners. Then, in September 1945, the place was used by the French army as a training camp for soldiers. And on July the 30th, 1946, the troops were inspected there by General de Lattre de Tassigny. In 1952, 200 hectares were fenced in to house a munitions dump, which closed down 50 years later in 2002. On the other side of the wood, keep going, and after the level crossing, you will see a sign which indicates the Ors British Cemetery. The path on your left will take you to the military cemetery, and also to the footbridge, which gives access to the canal embankment.